Topic 3 concerns reacting to things that go wrong in a sport. Champion athletes have skills that minimize the effects of sport-related problems. Coping with problems is a particularly individual function. The common threads among champions' coping behaviors are the early resolution of problems before they are magnified in importance, and the realization that once problems have occurred, there is little that can be done about them. The impact of problems on a champion's approach to sport is reduced so that personal resources will not be used unnecessarily. The first factor is the champions forget awkward social mistakes. When social mistakes are made, champions are able to soon forget them. For most people, that is easier said than done. When sport participation has a large social component for an athlete, the meaningfulness of social mistakes is magnified. Champions use social situations to their advantage and exploit opportunities to socialize with other athletes. We've already discussed this. However, social activities are not their priority involvements in the sport. Consequently, the ability to cope with awkward or embarrassing social mistakes is related to the lack of their importance to the athlete. Normal athletes who enjoy social activities will find it more difficult to shrug off social mistakes. However, there are some actions that can be taken to reduce the impact of social errors. Here are three elements. As soon as an error is made, the athlete should admit the mistake publicly. This disarms critics and serves as a termination point for the situation. 2. The athlete should then immediately embark upon further social activities in which he or she is particularly competent. The social successes which result should partially mask the remnants of the problem memory for both the athlete and witnesses. The third element is to consider the problem that occurred and develop a strategy for avoiding the error should the same situation arise again. The point behind these actions is that they will minimize escalation and continuation of the consequences of any mistakes and will allow the athlete to get on with the more important tasks associated with training and competing. So the implication for an athlete is, if a social mistake is made, it is best to terminate its consequences as soon as possible. You must decide whether you participate in the sport for performance or social reasons. If the latter is the major incentive, then you must learn many social skills and orient yourself to excellence in that sphere within the bounds that are tolerated by the coach and the sporting environment. If you're in the sport for participation, then the prolongation of social mistakes consequences will reduce the resources that you can apply to sport-specific activities. That will retard your progress. Thus, you have to develop the skill of disregarding social mistakes quickly. The second feature of champions is that they calm down quickly when they're upset by something involving their sport. Champions very quickly reduce the impact of problems concerning their sport. There is no value in continuing an upsetting circumstance beyond that which is needed to indicate any learning value from the experience. Upsets are stressful and use resources that could be applied to adaptations and improvements in beneficial sport-related activities. The ability to calm down quickly after an upset resides in the capacity of the individual to cope with the situation and to move on to other activities. Let me suggest two coping strategies. When an upset occurs, the athlete should engage in an activity associated with a sport that yields positive results, image or talk about some circumstance or event that was particularly rewarding and or pleasant for the athlete, or engage in some activity that takes total concentration so that thoughts about the upset cannot be entertained. Those are examples of a distraction technique for coping. The second coping procedure is to alter future actions. Learn from the upsetting events. Note what should have been done to avoid the upset and memorize it so that when in a similar situation in the future, your participation will be different. This is the implication for athletes. Once an upsetting event has occurred, you should minimize its impact and get on with the business of improving in performance-related aspects of your sport. Excessive or enduring emotional reactions to events have no productive value for sport participation. It is your responsibility to develop a coping response to handle such situations. A third characteristic is do not brood over sport problems or mistakes. Champions don't allow problems to stay with them for very long. They attend to their solution and get on with the business of training and competing. Some people in problem situations think about difficulties for a long time. That continual attention reduces capacities to train and compete. It is not an adaptive response, and in some circumstances, the negative impact of the problem is heightened with time. For some people, the longer a problem is contemplated and remains a central feature of their awareness, the more it is exaggerated. Thus, it is in everyone's best interest to solve or disregard problems as soon as possible after they're encountered. What this means for athletes is that when you encounter problems, you should make an attempt to solve them as quickly as possible. If you allow a problem to smolder in your consciousness, that extra stress will interfere with your ability to train and compete. Solving problems and then forgetting them should be the aim of any difficult situation that occurs inside or outside of your sport. This completes part one.